Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
No, you have not time traveled. This still is Wednesday, but since tomorrow's Thanksgiving, I'm going to be out the rest of the week. We decided to compress the entire week into today. That is why
we got a
Dirtbag Nick back in the hot seat for little Team PXY fake news.
We're going for four in a row, baby.
Pink lucky headphones.
They are.
Pink.
Have you lost since wearing the pink headphones?
0-2. Or 2-0, I'm sorry. 2-0.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, here's how the game works. We have three ridiculous stories. Two of them are true. One, though.
Your organization's terrible. You are fake news.
It is always Dirtbag Nick's job to try to figure out which is which. You can help out. Or sabotage.
Ooh.
At 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line.
Peace and love in here, baby. No sabotage. I love you guys out there.
Bob Marley weighing in on third mic.
Excellent. Love that. All right. Here we go. Headline number one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Headline one. The strangest Black Friday item on sale may be this three-person sauna being sold at Costco. Tens of thousands of products will be on sale for Black Friday, and this is maybe the strangest one. One of the items on sale at Costco is a three-person sauna. Yeah, it's just basically a giant box you just kind of put somewhere. In their website photo, it's just sitting in someone's living room and looks absurdly out of place. You can get it for a very, very measly $1,400, which is $800 off.
Ooh.
And the good news, it's one of their early Black Friday sales, so you can get it right now if you want.
A thing called fake news.
I would buy that. I go to a sauna studio once a week.
Any opportunity for Breeze to get naked. Truly.
So true. Headline number two. A town in Delaware decided to boycott turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. When you think about turkey, you think about Thanksgiving.
Sure.
They go hand in hand.
Synonymous, yeah.
It's the mascot, if you will. And but the residents of Hartley, Delaware, it's simply not going to be the case this year. The mayor of this town, that only has 71 people residing in the town, has decided to ban turkeys for wholesale at all local grocery stores. Mayor Janice Kepler says in part, "There's so many turkeys that are in danger, and although we may be a small town, we will do our part in helping save the turkeys." It's important to add that Mayor Kepler is a passionate PETA advocate, and the petition has gotten passed around for the mayor to reverse this decision, but only 31 people signed it.
Yeah,
so
71. That's
it
good
looks
portion.
Like Hartley, Delaware is going to be going turkeyless this year for Thanksgiving.
That fake news.
And headline number three, there's a Busch Beer Christmas stocking that's 5 feet long and insulated. If you want to give someone as much beer as possible for cheap this Christmas, here's your magical solution. Busch Beer just created a new flannel Christmas stocking that's 5 feet long and insulated on the inside. They say you can fit 12 cans of beer inside the insulated part and keep them cool for 4 hours. If you're interested, you can order one for $20 at Busch's online store.
It's all fake news.
There you have it. Your three headlines for this week. Dirtbag Nick, where's your head at?
I don't know. I feel like I feel good about one that I'm going to pick.
Yeah.
But because I feel good about it, makes
probably
me
shouldn't
nervous.
Pick it.
It's your classic instinct of I should go against my gut because I'm normally wrong about it.
Yeah, it's pretty right.
If you want to help him out, you can certainly jump in. 222-9800. The Club PXY Safe text line is also open at 69822. Quick recap of the headlines. Headline number one, Breeze. What was it?
Headline number one, strangest Black Friday item on sale, maybe a three-person sauna.
Headline two, a town in Delaware decided to boycott turkey for Thanksgiving dinner.
And headline number three, there's a Busch Beer Christmas stocking that's 5 feet long and insulated.
Now, Dirtbag Nick, before you give us your answer here for what you think is the fake news, I think it's important to point out that I think headline three getting the most guesses.
Oh.
On the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. So take that for what you will.
That's interesting. Well, you know, you both know how I like to lean on other people so that when and if I get it wrong.
Yeah, you can pass along
the blame.
All the responsibility.
Because it's really not my fault if they're giving
sure.
me the wrong answers. I'm just trusting them. So
I mean,
I agree.
And another thing, Today, you know, you guys just dropped the fact that I'm going to be doing this today. So I, of course, texted my other job saying I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
And I have coworkers from that job listening right now.
Oh, they are. Hello to your coworkers.
Sure, yeah.
We're sorry.
For keeping him here?
I'm sure Boston. They're okay.
No. We're sorry for him, just kind of in general.
I'm going to go with their choice, and if it's a loss, obviously, it's on them. They're going to ruin my three-game win streak, or my three-week streak.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, okay, fine, whatever you want to do.
My answer is headline number two.
You're going to go headline number two. A town in Delaware decided to boycott turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. What's your reasoning?
Because of them.
Because they all said it.
Yeah.
Do they have reasoning, or they just...
No, they just said it sounds fake.
Everyone,
like, are these people really...
Everyone
like
picked their favorite
sources?
Number between one and two and three.
I feel like two is the best number out of the three of those numbers.
Okay. All right. So you're going to go against the text line.
Against the text line with my coworkers, but they will be to blame if I lose.
Got you. I assume they're gathering around their radio, or they're gathering around the phone of one of their other coworkers, listening on the radio.com app. And right now, they should definitely be celebrating because...
Oh!
That is true.
4 in a row, baby!
Headline two is the fake news.
I'm annoyed.
I'm so good at this, it's crazy.
I'm so annoyed.
You can't
right
take
now.
Credit.
What are you talking about?
You can't take credit. You just said you put it all on them. Here's the deal. If you're going to not have any of the crap fall on you for being wrong, you can't take any of the positive for being right.
I can understand why you would say that, Corey, but here's why you're wrong. So, you know,
tell me why I'm wrong.
The words headline number two came out of my mouth and over the airwaves, and then it was the right answer. So, from what I gather here is I said the right answer.
Uh-huh.
And I won.
So what you're saying is ultimately whatever answer you say is your responsibility.
Not necessarily.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't know about you, Breeze.
I agree as well. Well,
congratulations. You win.
Four in a row.
Four in a row. Coming up next.
Keep the lucky headphones on.
Coming up next, the debut of the Team PXY Thanksgiving song.
Woo!
Hold on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.